know of this wonderful church that's available.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Remember, on March 31st, we're going to be going completely off the radio at Kurt Owen Ministries. You can still hear these teachings and all of our new teachings. I haven't really been telling you that, but we're going to continue on with these video casts and these audio casts. You can get those. They're absolutely free. Our partners make it possible. But on March 31st, we're going off the radio, so you need to start writing it down. Go on and sign up, okay? Now, Pastor Terry Owen, my wife, will be going on April 1st. She'll be on for the month of April. We're going to see how that goes. To be quite frank with you, these broadcasts have not financially supported themselves. We're going to keep the broadcast on the Treasure Coast because we're going to let people know of this wonderful church that's available. They can go to not just in Port St. Lucie, but into Clewiston, but my wife's going to be the one doing the teaching. But you'll still be being fed by her. But we still strongly encourage you to get to the local church. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. And we've begun to talk about some things that choke the word, that keep the word from producing. And in Mark 4 and verse 18 and 19, now these are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now there is a deceitfulness of riches, okay? And money tries to deceive you that you need it, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you a story of something, and this is where, honestly, a lot of people get off. Okay, this is where the rich young ruler got off. It's where I see lots of people. Because people think that prosperity destroys you. It can if you allow money to deceive you into it being the source of your peace. And let me illustrate it this way. Years ago, I was dealing with a single mother, okay? And I was teaching her how to believe God for her finances. And she'd been going a while. Now, when she first showed up, she was completely broke. She didn't have anything, okay? And she needed to feed her family. Now, we as a church, she was a member of our family, so we were helping with her, feed her kids. But we were not just doing that. See, it's not enough just to give to a need. You've got to teach people how to come out of it. Because ultimately, all we can do is minister to a need. God is the only one that can meet the needs. You know, I've heard some ministers say, we're here to meet this need. I'll just be honest with you. We don't have the capacity to meet needs. We have the capacity to minister to needs, okay, but not to meet them. Only Jesus has the capacity to meet a need. We can minister to them on his behalf, but Jesus is the only one that has the capacity to meet the need. So, this is what happens. I'm teaching her. She's beginning to believe God, and now money is beginning to come into her life. I don't remember how all it was coming in, but now money is beginning to come in. She is able to feed her family every day on her own. She's getting a job. God provided her with a job. And then one day, and she's starting to see increase. And then she made a statement that is probably the best illustration of how people end up making a mistake with money and how money deceives them. You need to get a hold of this. She says to me, I will be so glad when I have money in the bank and I don't have to believe God every day to eat. What do you say? I'm believing God to the day I get the money. And then the day I get the money, I won't have to believe God every day. Well, yeah, but you understand what she meant. No, I understand what she meant, but here's the problem. You have to live by faith even with $1 million in the bank. What are you going to do for the day? Because this is the deceitfulness of riches. I don't have to believe God right now because I got the money. Well, what happens on the day that God tells you, I want you to give this, but you can't touch the money in your bank account? I want you to have this, but you can't spend a dime of your own money to get it. I've heard people, I'll give you an illustration of this pastor. Years ago, he and his church, he had a fairly large church, and they were going to have a picnic. That's what they were going to have. And so he said, I want you all to believe God for the resources. It's a pretty big church, so I want you to believe God for the money. If you don't have any money, believe God money to sow into this, to help with this. And he said, I'm going to believe God for the cow for the barbecue, right? And so he starts believing God for the cow, that he's going to have this cow, send it to the butcher for the barbecue for the church. So what happens is he's about 3 days away. Now, he's got the money in the bank, right? In fact, at the time, the church had $1 million in the bank just ready to do whatever God wanted them to do, okay? And he's got the money in the bank, and so it's about 3 days before the barbecue, right? And I apologize, I'm a little bit distracted. So about 3 days before the barbecue, and he says, well, I got to get that cow to barbecue. He says, I got to get that cow to the butcher, so I'm just going to go ahead and take the money out of my bank account, and I'm going to buy the cow and send it to the butcher. Well, that night, he has a dream, and he sees this snake out in the middle of this huge field, and he sees what looks to be like a cow in the middle of the snake, you know, kind of like a cartoonish type thing, okay? And he sees it, and he wakes up, and he says, Lord, what did that mean? He said, you allowed the devil to eat your harvest because you went ahead and used the money rather than continuing to trust me because time got short. See, that was the deceitfulness of riches. No sense trusting God another day. Just go ahead and take the money and take care of it. What happens when it's bigger than that? What happens when it's bigger than the money? See, this is what you've got to understand. If you don't learn to trust God with your money, you're going to run into need. And if you think money is a solution to every problem, you're going to run into a need that money won't solve. Aristotle Onassis, at the time he died sick, died, I think, the wealthiest man on the face of the earth. So all the money in the world would not provide his miracle. But faith in God would have. Faith in God would have produced his healing. Money couldn't do it, but faith in God could. What happens when you run into the thing that money won't solve? And you don't know God well enough to receive from him. You don't know how to operate in faith. You don't know how to operate in the things of God. Now see, riches, one of the deceitfulness of riches is just trust the money. Just pursue the money. The money will fix it. The money will fix it. There are many things in life that money will not solve. Money will not solve the fact you're a jerk. It's going to take God to keep you from being a jerk. Money, a lot of times, you know, people say that one of the big things that causes divorce is money. That's true. But sometimes people think that a husband or a wife thinks I can be a complete horse's rear end as long as I bring money home to the house. And that destroys their marriage. What do you do when you run into something that money won't solve? See, even if you have money, you still need to trust Jesus. See, the rich young ruler ended up, he had money. He just didn't trust Jesus. That was the problem. That was the issue. Because money had deceived the rich young ruler. You really have what you need. And though he wants to give it all away, you don't need him. See, that's where money tries to deceive you. Money tries to tell you it is the solution to all your problems. And as long as you have it, that you're ahead of the game. That money, you know, and people all the time, and I'll just tell you this, some of you are believing God to get out of debt, but you haven't fixed the problem of your spending. You haven't allowed God to fix that. You need to allow God to touch your heart. Quit thinking money's the solution. Maybe what get trusting God and getting, and we'll talk about this because we're going to start getting into, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday. We're going to start getting into how not to be deceived by money. But I'm trying to point out to you, if you have money, it will not solve all your problems, but Jesus will. Speaking of that, today is Miracle Day on the broadcast. Do you need a miracle? I want to be clear. You don't have to send any money in this ministry to receive your miracle. These miracles are absolutely free. These miracles will do for you what money will not. They will. These miracles will bring children home. They will fix your body. They will give peace to your soul. Right now, I want you to think about, I want to demonstrate the love of God to you. I want you to think about the Lord Jesus. I want you to know that He loves you. I want you to think about, just like with the rich young ruler, he's looking at you and loves you. And he has your answer. Now think about the miracle that you need. Not just money, but for your family. For you to change and be a different person. To have victory over your temper. Victory over your lust. There's someone out there right now that's in an inappropriate relationship outside your marriage. And you need to straighten it out today or destruction is coming. You need to confess it and get it out of your life. Yeah, but you don't know what it'll cost me. I believe your miracle is here right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus, I release the miracle working power of God into you to strengthen you. I release it, yes, into your finances, but into your families, into your bodies. That what money could not buy you in health and healing, this miracle working power does for you now in the name of Jesus. Michael's going to tell you how to contact us and tell us about your miracle. I believe you have your miracle right now in Jesus' name. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan